Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
How much money do you spend on a first date?
How about $500,000?
That sounds absolutely insane. That can't be real, right?
Jeez.
Raven producer John, Jordan Poole is an NBA player for the Washington Wizards. And in a very awkward moment, New York City rapper Cam'ron said this in a podcast.
Jordan Poole, you spent $500,000 on a Ice Spice date.
He's a munch.
You're a munch, and you're playing like munch.
There's several things that I don't understand in that. Number one, the amount of money sounds insane. Number two, why do they know this? Number three, what is a munch?
Thank you. That's the thing.
So here's the thing. Munch is the name of an Ice Spice song. So they went on a date. Yeah.
Okay.
I can't tell you what that actually means.
Oh, you haven't heard the song.
No.
Okay.
No. I have heard the song.
Yeah.
I've researched it.
So you understand it.
I understand it.
Yeah.
I just can't say it on the air.
Oh, okay.
I think I understand it now.
You understand it now to be a derogatory term?
Maybe not.
Not to rock it, right? Yeah, no. Let's move on.
You can Google
all right.
it. Anyway,
Google
so
that right now.
So now, all of a sudden,
well, now I'm so curious. I'm piqued.
So $500,000 on a first date with Ice Spice, and here's the funny part: he says that, and everyone's talking about it, and he doesn't say a word about it. So finally, a couple days ago, there's this little kid. He's got to be 12 years old, and he's at a signing, right? And the kid goes up to the guy. And he says to him this.
Is the Ice Spice thing true?
Definitely not.
Wait, are you allowed to sign this?
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah. So he's like, is that Ice Spice thing true? Definitely not. Can you also sign this? That was the end of it.
Right.
That was
right.
The end of the conversation.
Oh, now I see what Munch is slang for. Oh, okay.
Yeah. See?
Oh. Well, she's a lovely lady.
Yeah. Anyway. So it brings the question. He says he did not spend $500,000 on a first date with Ice Spice.
Yeah, yeah.
But what is the average amount of money you spend on a first date? So I looked it up online, and it says men spend about $80 to $100 on a first date. Producer John,
You've
gone on a few first dates.
Yeah.
How much do you think that's right?
That's pretty right, actually.
Yeah?
And it depends. Like, what are you doing for the date? Like, that's the real key. Like, I'd say, man, I would even put the cap a little higher, probably at $150.
Mm-hmm.
But you shouldn't exceed that. That's for sure. You know, how important is this person to you? How excited are you for this date? Is this just like a random you like met on, you know, Tinder or something like that? And it's like, yeah, they seem nice. I don't really know them. Or is this someone you've been really excited to go out with for a while?
I'm just going to interject on that.
Yeah.
So here's the thing is you're right to put some sort of cap on it, because I'll tell you what happens is it doesn't matter how important this person is to you or how much you like them. You overplay your hand if you spend more than that on a first date. You become like desperate. It puts you in a different type of category.
Yeah.
I've spent more than this on a first date before.
And
nowhere.
Well, I think that
it went nowhere because you come off like a sucker.
Well, it says that 58% of women don't even want an expensive first date.
Yeah.
But I think that it also sets a bar. Like, all right, if you're going to go and do fancy things all the time, like maybe you just assume like that's what we do when we go out on dates with this guy.
Right.
And then I don't know.
Sometimes you get hyper focused on something that you can't see past it, and plus you build something up. It's like that whole New Year's Eve syndrome, right? Like, oh,
right.
I'm gonna spend this much, I got all this stuff lined up for the first date, and it just falls flat.
Yeah.
You'd be better off with conversation.
Here's what we know for sure: $100 on a first date, okay. 50
yeah.
to 100, that seems like the average. $500,000, nope.
Yeah,
no.
Ooh,
I'd
cap it at two.
Right.
Two bills is enough.
Or you're a munch. Yes.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago, yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.